Ireland experienced around 1,100 excess deaths during the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021. That's according to a report from the Society of Actuaries in Ireland. It found that there were broadly no excess deaths in 2020. We're joined this morning from our Cork studio by Linda Daly, who is a member of the Society and a senior lecturer in actuarial science at University College Cork. Linda Daly, you're very welcome. Good morning to you. Maybe you would explain for us, first of all, what is meant by excess deaths.
Hi Audrey, thank you for having me on the show. So excess deaths is a term used to measure the difference between what is expected and what actually occurred. So what actually occurred is a matter of record or fact, and whereas what is expected requires professional judgment. And in our report, we based that on the 3 years preceding the pandemic. So we looked at the mortality trends in the 3 years preceding the pandemic and assumed if they were to apply during the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021, what would the expected level of deaths be? And we calculated the excess deaths based on the number of deaths above the expected level of deaths.
So you say that there were broadly none in 2020. Now, what does that mean?
Yes, before I answer that, I suppose I'm very mindful that there might be listeners here today who've lost loved ones and during the pandemic, so I don't want to lose sight of that. But what we're saying is that using that method I described a minute ago, we showed that there was 1,100 excess deaths during the years 2020 and 2021, and they primarily all occurred in 2021. And anecdotally, that might seem a little bit unusual to the listeners, as we were all looking at the news during the pandemic, particularly the first year, and hearing of COVID-related deaths. But what I'm saying here is these are deaths from all causes. That's how we did our calculation, not just COVID-related deaths. So while we accept that there was additional deaths from COVID-related issues, there was lesser deaths for other issues such as car accidents, respiratory flus, and on balance, there was broadly no excess deaths in 2020.
So, of course, people still died from COVID in 2020. That's the point that remains. So 2021 then, was that where the numbers peaked?
Yes, that's what we saw in our report, that the 1,100 really fell into the 2021 year. That's for the 2 years that we analysed. And we looked into some of the findings for that reason. And one reason that may have led to it is we analysed the government restrictions. So there was a group in Oxford who calculated daily indexes of the level of restrictions across a range of countries. And we showed in our report that those restrictions based on this index were much more severe in 2020 than 2021. So what we may lead to the lower deaths in 2020 compared to 2021 was the level of restrictions implied by the government. Mm.
And yet restrictions, protections, whatever word you want to use to describe what the government actions were, memory at least suggests that they were very tight in 2021, the early part of it at least. Is that a false memory?
No, they were very, I suppose, we remember at the start of the pandemic when there was a bit of uncertainty around what COVID was and there was no vaccines around. They were definitely stricter in 2020. There was I suppose we call it the Christmas period in 2021, that there was a significant spike and there was very severe lockdowns during that time. But later on in the year, those restrictions started lifting, and really by early 2022, most government restrictions were lifted. So our report shows, it looks at the index over the 2 years, and it does show that they were much stricter in 2020.
So 1,100 excess deaths you report. How do you assess the significance of that figure?
Well, the significance is to a lot of families who have lost loved ones during the pandemic. It's a very significant figure. Or if you were working in a nursing home or an ICU department, you definitely are still reeling the impact of working during that pandemic time. But the focus of our report wasn't to look at how the country performed overall. We just focused on Ireland for our report, because our report shows that different methods can give you different results. But there was a report done by the OECD that did look at Ireland across 42 countries, and they showed that Ireland actually was one in nine countries under their method of a 5-year benchmark not to experience excess deaths. And we according to the OECD report, Ireland performed within the top four for the level of excess deaths. So you could say internationally that would be regarded as a relatively low level.
Yeah, that OECD report said no excess deaths for the 2020-22 period. But other reports, researchers at Maynooth University find, for example, excess mortality in 2020 was almost 40% higher than the severe flu winter of 2017-2018. HICWA found more than 2,000 excess deaths during the spring, summer 2020 and winter 2021. Why is there such variation?
There really is. It's really down to the method and the data that was used. The method, one, before we had access to, I suppose, more finalised data, and it takes time for data to be finalised. There, you know, deaths, inquests, all that feeds into the finalising of death data in this country. But basically, the earlier studies would not have allowed for the fact that the population in Ireland aged and increased over time. So obviously, if you're comparing the expected level of deaths with an earlier time, there's going to be an increase in the number of deaths, regardless of a pandemic, if you're now comparing an older, bigger population. So our study allows for that population adjustment that, you know, we aged and we got older by standardising the study to a one single point in time. So it removes the effect, the distorting effect of population increases and ageing in our population.
And that population increase was significant. It was 8% between 2016-2022, the census, which were done in both those years. The number of people aged 65 and over increased by 22% during that period. So that account in the change of the population structure, that is significant.
Yes, very significant. We saw that if you didn't allow for that change, we would have reported significant excess deaths, even more significant, a lot more significant than our study is now showing. So you really do have to allow for the population changing over time. And we were lucky in that the census did take place. So our data was based on very accurate population estimates.
Did the vaccine have an impact as well?
Yes, obviously. We're not here as an actuarial group. We're here to talk about the facts, but definitely the vaccine introduced in 2021 would have lessened the effects. We didn't get into that in our report. Our report is really just to quote the facts of the level of excess deaths, but definitely the vaccine would have had an impact.
Thank you very much indeed. Linda Daly, a member of the Society of Actuaries in Ireland and a senior lecturer in actuarial science at the University College Cork.